Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 57. The Solution to God's Biggest Problem. God has a huge problem on his hands, sin. It has ruined this world and is getting worse. Lawlessness will abound. Just look at any morning's news. Unless that cancer of sin can be overcome and defeated, it will ruin the entire universe. This is what the great controversy between Christ and Satan is all about. The sacrifice of Christ 2,000 years ago was wonderful. His sacrifice was complete. But not until the problem of sin can be solved and eradicated from the world and the universe, will the atonement becoming one with God be complete. Sinners are at enmity with him, and he cannot solve the problem just by zapping them. To force them would only make the problem worse. Yes, God does have a problem. And he cannot rest until that cancer in his universe is overcome. God needs some people to cooperate with him, because his Son has become Emmanuel, God with us. He became human as well as divine. His heart is with us in this world. Those people who must help him are called the church. It is the place where God must demonstrate to the world and to the universe that his gospel is the power of God to salvation. In other words, it eradicates sin from its last refuge, the human heart. This demonstration constitutes the final judgment of the cross of Christ that will forever defeat sin. The cleansing of the sanctuary in heaven requires first the cleansing of the hearts of his people on earth, the stage where the drama is being played out. The books in heaven cannot tell a lie. But his church on earth is lukewarm, a spiritual sickness produced by heart alienation from Christ, love of self, and love of the world. There is God's biggest problem. The solution? Something called the message of Christ's righteousness, a truth rooted in the cleansing of the sanctuary, the third angel's message in verity. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.